welcome to this Hungry Planet podcast. I'm Cleo Darcy.
And I'm Darren Eastburn. In each podcast, we will review a major concept or issue, we'll clarify a possible point of confusion, and we'll provide questions for review.
The major concept for this podcast is the fungi. Just what are fungi, and how do they differ from other forms of life?
For a long time, it was believed that fungi were specialized or weird versions of plants, because many of them grew out of the soil, and fungi don't move around like animals do. Now we know that although fungi have similarities with both plants and animals, they are distinct organisms that do not belong in either the plant or animal kingdoms.
So what characteristics must an organism have to be classified as a fungus? First, a fungus is eukaryotic, which means that the genetic material in a fungal cell is contained within the nucleus of the cell, separated from the rest of the cytoplasm by a nuclear membrane. Plant and animal cells are also eukaryotic. In contrast, bacterial cells are prokaryotic. Their genetic material is not contained within a nucleus.
Like plants, the cells of fungi are surrounded by a cell wall. This differentiates fungal cells from animal cells, which have a cell membrane but no cell wall. However, while the cell walls of plants are composed primarily of cellulose, the cell walls of most fungi are composed of chitin, the same substance found in the exoskeletons of insects.
Unlike plants, which are autotrophic, having the ability to make their own food out of water, carbon dioxide, and sunlight, fungi are heterotrophic, which means that they must obtain their food by digesting existing forms of organic matter. Animals also are heterotrophic, but while animals digest their food after they eat it, fungi do just the opposite. Fungi digest their food outside of their bodies by exuding digestive enzymes, and then they absorb the digested nutrients. For this reason, fungi are said to be heterotrophic absorptive.
The body of a fungus is called a mycelium, and it is composed of masses of thin threads or tubes called hyphae. When you look at the cottony mold on a rotten piece of fruit or bread, you are looking at the mycelium of that mold or fungus.
Finally, most fungi reproduce by making spores. These spores are analogous to the seeds of plants and help the fungus survive adverse conditions and spread to new locations. Fungi are classified or grouped based in part on the kinds of spores that they produce.
The fact that the fungi can produce both sexually and asexually is often a point of confusion for people who are just beginning to study these organisms.
In sexual reproduction, the gametes or sex cells of two parent organisms fuse to form an embryo. The resulting progeny will share many of the characteristics of their parents, but they will not be exactly like either parent. Biologically speaking, sex leads to variability in a population. Familiar examples of sexual reproduction are the production of eggs and sperm in animals and the production of male and female flower parts in plants.
With asexual reproduction, the progeny are genetically identical to their parent organism. In other words, they are clones. Asexual reproduction does not involve the exchange of genetic material or the fusion of male and female sex cells. Taking cuttings from a houseplant or planting potato tubers are examples of asexual means of reproduction.
Fungi use both sexual and asexual forms of reproduction. In fact, the same fungus can produce both sexual and asexual spores, depending on the environmental conditions. Sexual spores can lead to increased genetic variation in the population of the fungus, helping that population to adapt to changing environments. Also, sexual spores are often used as resting structures to help the fungus survive adverse conditions.
Asexual spores can be used to rapidly increase and spread a fungal population. Many fungi can produce masses of asexual spores within a few days. These spores can then be blown by the wind, splashed by the rain, or carried by other organisms to new locations.
If you can answer the following questions, congratulations! You have mastered some new terms and some important ideas in plant pathology.
What are the defining characteristics of the fungi? In other words, how would you distinguish a fungus from another form of life?
In what ways do fungi resemble animals? In what ways do they resemble plants?
What is the difference between sexual and asexual reproduction?
Why would it be advantageous for a fungus to produce both sexual and asexual kinds of spores? We're Darcy
and Eastburn
for Hungry Planet.